Swinging spells down the street, same old decks we played last week. It's MTG in quarantine. We're all right. We're all right. The MTG in Quarantine podcast. Hey, what is up, everybody? My name is MJ, and you are listening to the one and only MTG in Quarantine podcast, where our motto is EDH, community, now and always. Before we get started on today's episode, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. I'd like also like to utilize this opportunity to give a huge shout-out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/mtginquarantine. So huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Benz, Nick S., Frugal Brutal, and Coach J-Ro for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/mtginquarantine for more information. And if you'd like to pick up your very own MTG in Quarantine branded playmat, you can do so over at Inked Gaming. That's I-N-K-E-D gaming.com. Got two really awesome versions, both the full color logo as well as the grayscale version. They both look killer. You're going to want one for you and all of your friends. So again, that is Inked Gaming, I-N-K-E-D gaming.com. Got the link in the episode description below. Every purchase is greatly appreciated and helps the podcast. Also want to announce that I do now have an official merchandise store over at fourthwall.com. Awesome folks to work with, and got some really interesting little things there, so definitely go check out the merch store over there and get a classic tee, a hoodie, or a water bottle for some reason, and the ever-popular CDH crop top. So definitely go on over to Fourth Wall. I'm going to one of these days I got to put that on the link tree. I've just been lazy. I apologize, everybody. So I really do need to put that on there, but it will eventually be available. You can go to help support the show there and get some awesome. I don't know why I keep saying awesome merch and help the show, and it's greatly appreciated. Anyway, on to the rest of today's episode. So I hope you're not getting sick of the CEDH deck techs, because you are in for another awesome CEDH deck tech here with another friend of the show who needs no introduction. I am going to introduce today's guest, Gabe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm Jay. I'm happy to be here.
It's awesome to have you here. It's been a while since we last spoke. I believe it was Command Fest Bellevue of last year, July 2022.
Yup. Way back in Bellevue in that ticket line.
Oh my god, that takes me back. I mean, obviously for the audience, we were talking at length about this before the show. Obviously, unfortunately, you didn't get to hear this, but yeah, Gabe and I were just kind of shooting the crap about just how we randomly happened to meet in line at Bellevue, and you know, just kind of the weird road we've taken to get from there to here. So yeah, it just seemed like the perfect time to bring you on to talk about a very unique CEDH deck and really allow the listeners out there to hear more about Mono Blue Artifacts. And again, audience, if you are booing out there, please save that for another time.
Yeah, I promise it's not an Urza deck.
Well, I mean, Urza's in the deck, but it's not the commander. So, you know, I mean, and any deck with an Urza in it is kind of, you know, an Urza deck, right?
Don't tell them. They'll know. They'll figure it out.
I think they already kind of figured that out. But anyway, so yeah, we are going to talk about your Musio Visionary Architect deck here, Gabe. But first, I think it would be the perfect time for you to give a quick plug for all the content that you do. So have at it.
Oh, why, thank you. So hi, my name is Gabe, that guy you know. And it is the same on pretty much every platform except for Twitter, which is Gabe TGYK. I make TikTok content. I recently dabbled in some YouTube, if you want to go check that out. But that's basically the rundown of what I do. I make TikTok goofs and, yeah, not much else.
Hey, that's totally fair. You're still making content, even though I've never actually tried out TikTok for myself.
The energy's there.
Oh, I'm sure the energy is there. It's just I'm too freaking lazy to do that. It's not that I don't have ideas, it's just that I'd actually have to carry through on that. And
I'll show you around sometime.
that's been kind of the problem. It's like what would I do for a TikTok anywhere? Because like I don't know if people honestly find me all that funny or entertaining. I honestly
Stop, you're
don't.
a goof of a guy. You're great.
I hope so. I mean, I hope the audience out there really enjoys listening to me. I mean, if you didn't enjoy listening to me, you wouldn't be hearing me talk. So I guess I kind of
Audience, we
double-negatived
spent an
you.
hour talking before this because we were having too much fun laughing, so
Oh man, talking
don't
to
expect that MJ
the.
is funny.
I mean, I hope I am, but that's what they tell me. And you know, if it's said here on the internet, it means it must be true.
The internet is
So,
truth.
okay, yeah, well. You know, we're just gonna go with that, okay?
Yay.
I'm one of the funniest people you know, and that is no lie, apparently.
Apparently.
And anyway, so yeah, we're gonna talk about your Muzio Visionary Architect deck here, Gabe. So first, how about you introduce the card, and then we're going to go through the typical CDH deck tech format that I have on the show, where the first segment is going to be talking about roughly kind of how the deck works. What are you trying to look to do? How some of your card interactions? You know, what is the game plan of this particular deck? The second portion of the episode will be talking about your win condition, or in this case, multiple win conditions, or you know, these paths to your win condition. Third part, we're going to be talking about some of kind of the sleeper cards, those underrated supporting cards that might kind of look weird in your deck list. Or just cards you really wanna yell about for like 30 to 60 seconds because they're really awesome and you just really wanna share stories about them. And the last thing we're gonna talk about is you trying to tell the good folks out there why they should not only be playing this deck, but why this should be the only deck that they ever play in CDH. Actually, no, I'm kidding about that
Oh
whole
no,
part.
I totally believe that. No, we could go with that.
But yeah, I mean, just tell the good folks out there why, you know, your elevator pitch, right? It's like, why should you pick up this deck, or you know, if you're looking for a CDH deck, why they should look into giving this one a try. So, without further ado, let's introduce your commander and let's get this going.
All right, so Muzio Visionary Architect is a 3-mana 1/3 where you pay 3 and a blue and tap them. And then you look at the top X cards of your library, where X is the highest converted mana cost among artifacts you control. And then you may reveal one artifact from among them, put it directly onto the battlefield, and then shuffle the rest onto the bottom of your library. So basically, what this deck is looking to do is cheat on high mana costs. I recently cut Show and Tell from the deck because it was too symmetrical and everybody was benefiting. But with cards like Sensei's Top, Scroll Rack, you can easily rearrange the top of your library to get, sometimes a Possessed Portal or an Omen Machine on top, because that's very common with the deck that you can pull off these giant artifacts by turn 4, even if you have one CMC on board.
Okay, so now that we know that you effectively have a tutor machine in the command zone, give us an idea of the game plan. I mean, how are you able? Yeah, you are able to cheat, kind of sneak attack, let's say, these
It's
giant
like a mono
artifacts in there,
blue
yeah.
Winota is how
Okay.
it functions. Like, you're looking at a set number of cards based on what you have on the battlefield. And the way I've kind of functionally made the deck is like you're playing blackjack almost. Like, half of your deck is artifacts, basically exactly half. It's 48, you have the commander, that's one. But every time you flip for even one CMC, you have a 50% chance of hitting an artifact out of your deck.
Okay. So how are you able to utilize that tutor ability to be able to progress your game plan?
Usually, a lot of decks nowadays have been playing rule of law effects and a lot of taxation stuff where playing a big artifact deck like me, that's very hard to actually cast them. So this has been a very good way of getting around that and being able to put artifacts I like directly into play. And like I shouted out earlier, cards like Omen Machine and Possessed Portal prevent card draw, so you kind of break parity with everybody else by everybody going down one card a turn, you actually get to go up another. And if you have different cards out like Clock of Omens, Mycosynth Lattice, you have Unwinding Clock, you're going to be going up one card every single turn for your opponents too. So it's a very quick way for you to pull ahead while locking out the game and pulling the rug out from everybody else.
Okay, so now that we know you're just trying to drop all these giant things out there, kind of walk us through how those giant things help you win the game. So let's kind of transition from the first segment into the second segment. We know you can tutor things straight from your library effectively onto the battlefield, but how
Kind of tutor. You
exactly?
look at like the top three, so it's rough,
Yeah,
but
but
you can make it work.
how do you win games with this deck?
All right, well, there's a few different ways. You have access to some infinite mana outlets. You have untap abilities. Usually, when you're going for a combo, you want to get Aphido Alchemist and Illusionist Bracers together for infinite untaps on artifacts and creatures. So you can set. It lets you sift through your entire deck with Muzio, and the best part about Muzio's ability is that you can't counter the artifact that's coming into play, unlike Urza, where it just will actually come directly onto the battlefield. So if somebody silences you at the start of your turn, it doesn't matter. You can still actually win through that. You can win through a Rule of Law. I actually run, what is it called? The Laboratory in this deck, Arcane Laboratory, because you just get around all those shenanigans. It also has Iso Rev combo just as a backup. You actually have to cast that so it doesn't get around as much stuff. But that's another one of the Muzio, and all these combos that apply to Muzio, they also apply to Urza. Urza's in the deck, just so we're clear about that.
Very fair. And I also noticed you run the Lattice Karn combo here. You want to walk folks through that?
Oh boy. So now that we are in CEDH territory, let's talk about how to lose the friends that you just made. Playing Karn the Great Creator, he's a good planeswalker on his own. His plus one, which makes a non-creature artifact a creature until the turn, actually enables some combos in the deck with Training Grounds. There's a lot of interlocking combos, but that's not the important thing here. The important thing is that passive on him that says activated abilities of artifacts opponents control cannot be activated. Now, with Lattice out, that makes every permanent on the battlefield an artifact. A lot of people don't know this when they start playing Magic. Tapping a land is technically an ability, and that technicality in a very specific rule now fully destroys the game because they cannot activate their lands anymore because they're artifacts. And because you're Muzio, you're just going to keep churning through the top of your library while everybody panics looking for a mana costless answer is pretty much the only way you can get around that. I think there's a card from Modern Horizons that exiles two artifacts for if you exile a green card from your hand, I'm
Yeah,
pretty sure. It's very
it's
hard to get out of,
oh
essentially.
man, I know what you're talking about, brain freeze. So and not actually the card brain freeze, but I am literally having a brain freeze right now. Force of vigor. There we go.
Yeah, Force of Vigor, that one. That's pretty much the only way to break this lock in CEDH. So pretty tough to get around.
So
And by the way,
effectively
your cheating cost.
Yeah, so you effectively win the game by locking everybody out of the game so that they just quit.
You win by other people losing.
Yeah,
Or taking away their inability to win,
or
I
walking
guess is the
away.
best way to put it.
It's like
You will make them scoop up their cards and walk away, and you win by that. You win when nobody else is at the table with you. You lose life, but you win the game.
Yeah, and you see that is the thing that most people forget. It's like as long as no, I am not gonna. This is
As
not.
long as they scream at you loud enough, you can call the judge on them.
This is not going to be a Globo Gym moment, okay? We're not doing this.
Remember, kids, crying is a free action.
Oh
Yeah,
no,
with
what have I
there's
done?
Memnarch and Walking Ballista for infinite mana outlets too. I know we said we wouldn't do this. I'm going to run through all,
Sure, go
not the
ahead.
combos, but all the outlets in the
Go
deck.
ahead.
So for colorless mana sinks, you have Urza, Walking Ballista, and Staff of Domination. For sinks where you'll require blue mana, this you'll have to have either Lattice or Chromatic Orrery out. You have Memnarch. That's one of the more annoying ones. People sometimes won't scoop to that and it gets weird, but that's a chat for another day. And then your untapped targets are Muzio and Chromatic Orrery and Sensei's Divining Top. Sensei and Chromatic Orrery are a little tricky. You have to have not infinite mana. You need infinite mana setup for Chromatic Orrery to tap and untap it over and over to draw the cards. Sensei's top, you have to do it on the stack. You'll have to tap it and then ISO rev in re like in response to it, so you untap it and retap it with its own ability on the stack. Muzio, you're playing your entire deck on the stack. I feel like it should be said that if you do not like the way the stack works, this deck, ooh, don't touch it. You will never cast a spell on your turn if you're playing the stack right. It is so difficult.
Wow,
You're playing on the back foot sometimes.
Oi, that sounds complicated. It's because it is.
Ew.
Because it's the
It
way
gets complicated.
it's on it's the only way Mono Blue seems to want to play in CDH is not on your turn. So
Hey.
yeah, just
I try and cast stuff. I've cast a Grindstone and a Painter's Servant on my turn, which is also in this deck in the Infinite Untap section. Grindstone is there. Painter's Servant is also in the deck. It's fun. It's so fun.
Yeah, so you just have a lot of you have a lot of combos in this. I mean,
Oh boy. Did we read the name of the deck? It is Muzio's Combo Meal. Is what the name of my CDH list is.
but the real question is, do you want fries with that?
Oh no, I actually the entire thing is broken down in my primer as like a menu. I have one entree plus one side, I have two entree, and that lists them like the number of pieces
Oh
involved
my
in each
God, you
combo.
do.
And then the drinks are are the sinks, the mana sinks to wash down the combo.
I don't want to talk anymore. No. This is like
Because
the
this
nerdiest
deck wasn't
primer.
trolly enough.
That is the nerdiest primer I've probably ever seen. Like
Thank you.
the most, and I'm not trying to say that in a bad way. It's
Oh
like
yeah, no, I put a lot of stupid thought into it and to like slowly piece it together.
and you see the people are slowly walking away. They're slowly backing away now
Yeah.
from the MTG equivalent version of the chum bucket. At least that'd be mine. So let's see. Actually, no, it wouldn't be the chum bucket. I guess this would be the Krusty Krab, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, chum bucket
I mean, if
would
we talk
happen
about
to you.
combos, this deck is stacked on stacks pieces too. Like,
Yeah.
don't let it fool you with that four those 14 combos do not stop the sheer amount of stacks pieces that are gonna take over this game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, yes, this is definitely oh God. I
Yeah,
would
Godphera's statue. Ugh, we got Torpor Orb, Trinisphere, Damping Sphere, which is my latest favorite because I play in a pretty storm heavy meta in my personal group, but it's been putting in work outside of it, so I've actually started keeping it in. Omen Machine and Possessed Portal still my favorites in the deck. They cut off card draw completely. That really messes with a lot of people's game plan.
Yeah, you can't play blue
Oh, it's
far
so good.
without Chrom, right?
Yup.
You're kind of taking the whole point of Tim DeCrom and just kind of saying, okay, you got a 4/4 flyer and a 2/2 human with lifelink. Go nuts.
Yeah. Oh, that goes into a whole nother point. MJ, do you want to know the secret about Muzio?
Okay.
It blocks Timna.
What? Because it's a
Yeah.
1/3 for
It's a
three.
1/3. And then you activate Muzio in response, so you flip a giant artifact into play to kill it, of course.
Yeah, that's unless it's metal worker, in which case you're kind
Yeah,
of
unless it's Metalworker, then I just keep it around.
yeah.
Then I have a good time.
Yeah, or Revoker or Metamorph, you know, whatever.
Or Nullstone Gargoyle, which we'll get to in the pet card section,
All
because
right,
oh
actually,
boy.
since you just brought that up, let's go to the pet card
Oh,
section.
okay.
Go nuts.
All right, Nullstone Gargoyle, let me tell you about what this card's done for me. So at first look, it's pretty bad. It's 9 mana for a 4/5 flying gargoyle. That's made out of Nullstone, I presume. What does Nullstone do? Whenever the first non-creature spell each turn is played, counter that spell. You have never seen more politicking in a game of CEDH than when this hits the table.
I've actually never seen this card
I have
before, so
never
this is
seen
interesting.
it is the amount of people that have to band together arch enemy style to take me down. Because like I was talking about, this is your second Arcane Laboratory. I'd argue it's your first because it's a high CMC artifact and you want to be running those. Muzio gets around this, and a lot of your deck is non-creature artifacts. And like Transmute, you have some of that in the deck, so you get around this very easily. As soon as other people start trying to cast big spells, You will not get Cyclonic Rifted while a Nullstone Gargoyle is in play. It's practically impossible. I've never had it happen to me. It always locks them out. People will fold their hand at the end of the game and be like, yeah, I needed like 12 mana though to do it because I had, an Adnaz in hand, which I wasn't able to cast. And then I also had Psych Rift, which would have been the actual answer to this situation because I have a win on board. Always comes to this weird give or take where even though people are playing so many low cost cards in CDH, they are not cards you can waste easily. All the low cost cards that you want to throw away, like to your Chromox, your Force of Wills, or just other small counter spells. Fun fact about counter spells, you can't cast them countering themselves. So Nullstone Gargoyle will only ever hit important cards. And it's a beater! It blocks Chrom! What more could you need? It blocks Timna! It blocks an Urza if it attacks for some reason. It's so good! It's so good only in this deck!
Yeah, I'm also thinking it blocks. Let's see, what else? It blocks Winota. It blocks a lot of different things.
This is functionally the biggest creature I can run in this CEDH deck that'll stomp any table I'm at. I put Blightsteel in here for a little bit. It was too much of a lightning rod, like it would get Path to Exile, but this counters the Path to Exile, so I have nothing to worry about.
Okay, what other cards that are interesting that you really want to talk about are in here?
I have said Possessed Portal too many times to not read it. So, what Possessed Portal does, it turns the entire table against you. Have you noticed a theme with this deck? It's.
No, I never noticed that at all.
So, it is an 8-mana artifact. If a player would draw a card, that player skips that draw instead. So, nobody draws any more cards. The important part of this is the wording of the second thing. Because I read it wrong for years. Everybody will read it wrong the first time. At the end of each turn, each player sacrifices a permanent unless he or she discards a card from his or her hand. Every turn cycle, you are losing four cards in total. This is functionally a very weird board wipe. The only deck that it's never worked against is Winota, because much like how this is a mono blue Winota deck, Winota is a red white Muzio deck. So it can get around the stacks pieces that you put into play to deal with most decks. This is the card that you have to carefully use. You can sacrifice it to itself on the end step to your right before you get to your turn so you can draw, so you get full, you get everything out of it. It's an 8 CMC for Muzio, so you get to flip 8 cards off, which is pretty good. The whole thing is, don't king make with this card, I warn you. Whatever you do, if somebody gets ahead of you while this card is out, just sacrifice it. I've shown this card to my friends. They've started running it, some of them. They will play it. They'll be like, oh, but I can't. I paid 8 mana for it. I can't get rid of it. Yes, you can. Just hit the eject button. It's never too early or late to get rid of a Possessed Portal. You put it out there, but you can stop the madness. I'm just saying. Omen Machine is kind of the same, but Omen Machine gives your opponent's cards, so it's a little worse, but it also gets your big stuff into play for free. So, But it's also a lock with, what's it called? Soulless Jailer, because people can't cast non-creature spells from exile, and you force people to, instead of draw, put a card into exile and cast it for free. So, this isn't the nicest deck, MJ, is what I'm saying. I think I'm trying to get it at that I'm a bad person for playing this and
Oh,
crafting this brew from scratch.
you're not a bad person. It's just the expectations change in CDH, where a lot of these sorts of combos where they don't necessarily have a home in more casual play, you don't have the same kind of taboos in CDH. You can be as mean to each other as you want, honestly, and everyone's
Oh.
kind of got to take it on the chin because that's just the expectation.
No, I had one match where I was playing with this was on Mental Misplay. I was playing with Dylan from Play to Win, and other two other people there, like Alan and Ryan were there. But the thing I had with Dylan was he Gitaxian probed me on turn one. I hadn't gotten to my turn yet. He saw my opening hand, which was a show and tell, a God Pharaoh statue, and 2 mana accelerants. And he was just like, Gabe, please don't do it. And it got to my turn, and I was like, I'm gonna do it, Dylan. And a turn one Godfarer's Statue, which for the audience is a 6-mana artifact. Each spell your opponents cast costs 2 more to cast, and at the beginning of your end step, each opponent loses 1 life. That last part is fine, but just the hindrance Godfarer's Statue was instantly on the field. It was so rough. It was so funny, though.
Man, that is so crazy. Any other cards that you really want to shout out?
Let's go through the list. Training Grounds. Oh boy, Training Grounds. So you run Power Artifact in this deck because it can reduce artifacts by 2. So you can put that onto your Basalt Monolith or Grim Monolith for infinite mana. That's good. You can do that. Or you can use Training Grounds with Karn the Creator, which is my most recent combo. I had Karn Silver Golem in here. That wasn't working out too much because I didn't. The land destruction, like paying one to destroy a land with Mycosynth Lettuce was fine, but I'd rather just lock them out of the game. It's harder because you can't hit it off of Muzio, but I just want to turn a non-creature artifact into a creature, so with the training grounds I'd get another source of infinite mana, hence adding another meal to the menu, you know what I mean? Like, I just want more infinite stuff I can do, because redundancy is so important to off-meta decks. That if you are sitting down at a table with, let's say, a Winota, a Karark Timna, and even let's just throw in a, what's it called? A Sakashima Karark. Why not? Karkashima. All those decks people are afraid of and know how they work. If you roll up a bag, just a bag filled with paper slips with 14 different combos at them. And you ruffle your hand around in there and pull one out every turn and just threaten the table with it, they don't know what to do with that information. You have too many combos for them to deal with. People can run Thassa's Oracle and Demonic Consultation, and people know how to answer that. What people don't know how to answer is when you have a Painter's Servant, a Metal Worker, a Dramatic Reversal revealed in your hand, and a Scroll Rack in play. I say that very specifically. Because I've had that happen before where I had all these combo pieces on board, Scroll Rack more for Muzio for the infinite loop there. But I had all these revealed and nobody knew what to remove because any card I draw can be lethal. You just have to know. Sorry. Hiccup. You have to know exactly which combo I'm gonna go for, or it just derails so fast. Because there's. Let's look at this real quick. Aphido Alchemist Illusionist Bracers, there's Metalworker Staff of Domination, there's Painter's Servant Grindstone, there's Basalt Monolith Rings of Brightheart, there's Basalt Monolith Power Armor. You get the idea. There's just too much for everybody to remember and deal with. And if I go against one of you out in the wild, and you've memorized this menu, and I bring out my little laminated, color puzzle, I have the little maze, and everybody's having a fun time at the Muzio restaurant, and you know all these combos, I will concede to you. If you can tell me every combo in this deck, but just know you will get got by one. And it will not just be one, it'll be a million because they just keep coming. So,
Sound.
yeah, MJ, that's the rundown of how my deck works.
Okay. I mean, I can definitely say you've been one of the most passionate guests on the CDH deck, if not the only one, mostly because you have it laminated.
It's in the process. My girlfriend's mom works at a print shop. I have to get it printed out. But you'll see. I'll at some point post it on Twitter. But I have like a running thing where I have like a connect the word thing. I have a little maze that I'm putting together. It's gonna be a fun time. I'm gonna show up with like 4 of them to tournaments and like give them to each person.
Oh my God. And then when they're locked out like me with the
Like they have
Drainath
something to do.
Magistrate.
They'll go, okay, do you win? And I'll be like, no. And then they'll go back to playing tic-tac-toe with each other on the side of the table.
Yep. Sounds like something I would have too much experience with Drainath curse you Drainath, but yeah.
Rude.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, just finishing up here, Gabe. Why should people play this deck?
Well, obviously, if you're cool, let me just throw that out there first. If you're a cool Katarino like me, You'll probably want to play a Muzio because it gets around a lot of the mean stuff. It gets around most stacks pieces. Muzio's kind of the foil to Urza, I've learned. I've lost to only one Urza deck, pretty much. Just the majority of popular stack pieces, silence effects, anything that increases the cost of a card you don't really care about, unless it's, for counter spells in your hand. You have a Morph in the deck that pitches it well to a lot of people. You get to run a Fido Alchemist because nobody expects, like, the Spanish Inquisition. You just throw a Morph out there and nobody knows what it is for the entire game. There's just so much you can do with this weird, unique mono blue brew. And he's been out since 2014, and yet everybody reads him every time I bring him out. They think he's from the Mishra precon, actually, MJ, because he came in that, and that's his most recent printing, his only other printing. So everybody thinks he is just a special, unique card to the Dominaria set, which the thing is, he's from Fiora, so he's not even actually canon ever interacted with Mishra, but people just think that he's that guy now. So yeah, I'm kind of a pioneer to this silly, goofy big artifact deck. So if you want to hop on the cool kid train, chug a chug and get on my back and we'll combo off a bit.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much, Gabe, for taking the time to talk with me. It's been very enlightening talking to you about this deck.
Namaste.
Yeah, it's been interesting. And I hope the good folks out there have definitely enjoyed not just my terrible attempts at humor, but also just really enjoyed the level of dedication you've put into this deck. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, this is you've really gone the extra mile to work on this deck, not just to put it together with all the combos and layered stuff, but I mean to have a laminated menu. I mean that you
It's
just
in the works. Don't get people's hopes up
I
yet.
mean
It's in the
if you
process.
do that though, you are next leveling
Thank you.
this game. I mean that is like going that is going above and beyond. That is putting the gold star on top of the gold star you have in your elementary school report card, right? It's like that is going so above and beyond. It
It's my good
basically
noodle sticker. I've been a good lad.
yep you get the little cat sticker
No, is it the cat's pajamas?
I don't remember, but it's like you get the I'm honestly trying to remember where I'm getting this reference from. Whatever, the point is you get the gold star.
It's an MJ reference and it's hilarious.
I'm sure it
Laugh.
is. I'm sure it is. Insert laugh track, insert laugh track, insert laugh track. Yeah. Insert Beavis and Butthead.
Okay, that's as
Okay.
many sound effects as I have.
All right, yeah, so again, Gabe, where can the good folks out there find your content if they want to hear more about this deck or just about your content in general?
Well, now that you know of me, you can find me at Gabe That Guy You Know on TikTok, on Twitter. I'm also on YouTube now, doing weekly videos on Thursdays. I upload pretty much every other day on TikTok. And find me out there in the wild, local game stores and stuff. Who knows where I am? You'll find out if you see me. So figure it out.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. Anyway, yeah, if you're interested in hearing any of the other CDH deck techs I've done or just any of the episodes I've done in general, you can find those on the usual podcast outlets. That's your Googles, Apple, Spotify, Player FM, Rockcast, Podcast, Overcast, Breaker, and a million others. I don't remember all of them, honestly, but if it's a major podcast outlet, you can probably find my stuff on there. You can also find me on Twitter at MTGInQuarantine. I'd like to utilize this opportunity again to give another huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/mtginquarantine. So huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Benz, Nick S, Frugal Brutal, and Coach Jero for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/mtginquarantine for more information. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.